This is 90.3 KEDM Monroe. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Well, it's been 1 month since the state of Louisiana has seen any rain. State climatologist Barry Kime says that may all change later today.
There's a stronger cold front winding up right now on the Great Plains that's likely to cross Louisiana later tonight and then tomorrow. And together, these two systems is likely to bring our best chance of rain for the state.
Kime says although rain chances increase today, not much is expected.
Bottom line is this is not going to do a whole lot for the developing drought that's forming over across the entire state of Louisiana. And then after this event, the next best chance of rain really isn't until Monday. And even right now, that doesn't look all that promising.
Kime says early September was the last significant rainfall.
You know, right now, at least here in Baton Rouge, going 30 straight days without any measurable precipitation. But I do think it's going to get broken today, finally.
Brett Favre says his name has been smeared in a welfare fraud case. The retired quarterback says that the case is not justified. He says it includes issues about payments he received to help fund a volleyball arena at the University of Southern Mississippi and where his daughter was playing the sport. Favre issued a statement to Fox News Digital on Tuesday. He said he did not know money designated for welfare recipients was going to him or the University of Southern Mississippi. The State Department of Human Services is suing Favre and others to recover misspent welfare money. Mississippi Auditor Shad White says Favre knew the money paid to him had come from the state welfare agency. The deadline to apply for Louisiana State Police Troop F is quickly approaching. Cadet Class 102 deadline will be October 17th. State police anticipate that class starting in February. Two anglers whose boat sank over the weekend in the Gulf of Mexico clung to an improvised float, and they fought off sharks while the third person swam to search for help. Swimmer Fong Lee told ABC News he found a cell phone signal, and he sent a Google map of his location just before his battery died. The three had been in the water since 10 a.m. Luan Nguyen tells the network that sharks showed up on Sunday morning and one bit the front of his life vest. He says he jabbed his thumbs into the eyes of the shark. A Coast Guard crewman told the Associated Press that even as the two men were pulled from the water, there were sharks circling and harassing the men. From studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana Monroe, I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM.